The Crazy Artist. The Crazy Artist. Fraunhofer was the best artist in the world. Fraunhofer was the best artist in the world. Everyone loved him. Everyone loved him. The quality of his paintings was very high. The quality of his paintings was very high. He always used the best materials. He always used the best materials. He made a big profit from his paintings. He made a big profit from his paintings. He had delicious meals with his rich neighbors. He had delicious meals with his rich neighbors. He taught art classes. He taught art classes. Life was good. Life was good. Then his attitude changed. Then his attitude changed. He stopped selling paintings and teaching. He stopped selling paintings and teaching. He tried a new method of painting. He tried a new method of painting. He stayed alone in his apartment all day. He stayed alone in his apartment all day. He worked all day and all night, rarely eating. He worked all day and all night, rarely eating. Soon Fraunhofer became very thin. Soon Fraunhofer became very thin. But he kept working on the same paintings for many years. But he kept working on the same paintings for many years. He worked as hard as he could. He worked as hard as he could. Finally, he finished the painting. Finally, he finished the painting. He was very happy and invited other artists to see it. He was very happy and invited other artists to see it. "I want your professional opinion," he said. "I want your professional opinion," he said. He wanted them to judge it and compare it to other paintings. He wanted them to judge it and compare it to other paintings. Everyone was very excited as they went up the stairs to his apartment. Everyone was very excited as they went up the stairs to his apartment. Fraunhofer was excited to show his painting. Fraunhofer was excited to show his painting. And the artists were excited to see it. And the artists were excited to see it. "They'll love it," he thought. "They'll love it," he thought. But they did not. But they did not. They were surprised by his painting. They were surprised by his painting. There was no white anywhere. There was no white anywhere. Fraunhofer filled the whole painting with lines and colors. Fraunhofer filled the whole painting with lines and colors. There was no space for a normal picture. There was no space for a normal picture. It was full of strange shapes. It was full of strange shapes. It looked bad to the other artists. It looked bad to the other artists. He used symbols, and they didn't understand them. He used symbols, and they didn't understand them. They thought it was terrible. They thought it was terrible. "Why did you paint this strange picture?" someone asked. "Why did you paint this strange picture?" someone asked. They didn't understand its beauty. They didn't understand its beauty. But after some time, many people began to like his painting. But after some time, many people began to like his painting. People wrote articles about it in magazines. People wrote articles about it in magazines. They said it was his best work. They said it was his best work. They loved his strange symbols. They loved his strange symbols. They loved his strange colors. They loved his strange colors. Fraunhofer's painting reminded everyone that just because something was new, Fraunhofer's painting reminded everyone that just because something was new, didn't mean that it was bad. Didn't mean that it was bad. He also helped them to realize that sometimes it takes people a little time to understand great things. He also helped them to realize that sometimes it takes people a little time to understand great things.